It's a download here on WGN Radio. I'm Justin Kaufman with you till 11 o'clock tonight. Coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, Key and Peele, Keegan-Michael Key and Jordan Peele. Both great comedians. The new movie Keanu comes out this weekend, but they also have Chicago roots. Keegan-Michael Key was on stage at Second City. Jordan Peele was touring. He also had a great show with Rebecca Drysdale, who was just on the show. At I.O. back in the late 90s. So we'll talk with them about their brilliant career and now a movie career, and then also their Chicago roots. And then Nick Kokonis, who is the co-owner of Alinea, who's up for best. They're up for best outstanding restaurant, James Beard's, which is coming up here on May 2nd. So we'll talk with Nick about Alinea, which is slated to be reopened here. It's been under renovation since January, and it's opening, I think, in the next week. So we'll talk with Nick about that. Well, this past month's Illinois primary, saw big wins for the presidential candidates, Hillary Clinton, Donald Trump. But it also, wins for Kim Fox and Juliana Stratton, not to mention the two Senate candidates. I mean, it was a straight-up sort of Illinois primary. But last month's primary also included local races, specifically committeemen. And there was no bigger shock than the race for the 33rd Ward Committeeman, a seat that was held by longtime power broker and former alderman Dick Mell. Mell, of course, the head of the notorious political family that includes his daughter Deb Mell and his estranged son-in-law, Rod Blagojevich. Dick Mell was running against somewhat of an upstart, Aaron Goldstein, a lawyer, didn't have much political credit to his name. He had run for office before, although some may recognize the name as one of the lawyers on a defense team for Governor Blagojevich. These storylines are kind of intertwined, Aaron. Goldstein ended up winning the committeeman seat by just over 50 votes, which has to be one of the biggest upsets in recent Chicago political history. Aaron Goldstein joins me now in studio. Aaron, thanks for being here. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having me. In the 33rd Ward, we call 50 votes a landslide. So,
it's amazing to think of the 33rd Ward, especially at the committeeman seat, without a Mel. You know, Dick Mell had held that for a long time. What made you run against Dick Mell?
So Dick Mell had the seat for 40 years, and committeeman is a pretty unknown position, and it used to have a whole lot of influence. It still has influence, but the influence it used to have is patronage, and that's why the Mell family, in particular, and the machine in general, really like that.
They
position.
They like that position, right?
Yeah, and you know, I'll make one objection. I'm in no way a new boss. the whole point of this run is to sort of get rid of that, not be a boss anymore, be part of the people. But what a committeeman does is it's an unpaid position that does a lot of things. It appoints election judges. So the people that are sitting at the polling place, making sure all the numbers are correct, making sure mm-hmm. the electronic numbers coordinate with the paper numbers, making sure the right people are voting, the ones that are actually in the ward, registered to vote, those types of things, they're appointed by the committeemen. In our last election, the 33rd Ward, the aldermanic election, there was a 18-vote difference to get a runoff. And originally, it was going to be a runoff. Then all of a sudden, all these absentee votes came in, right. And they went overwhelmingly for the incumbent, Deb Mell. And I was a poll watcher. I saw what happened. And there's just shenanigans over and over and over again. And some of it's incompetent. Some of it's underhandedness, shady.
Right.
And someone, you know, many people approached me and said, you know, this committeeman position is very important as far as making sure we have fair elections. So that was a big thing. Something also near and dear to my heart is judges and slating candidates. So a committeeman in the Cook County Democratic Party, which a committeeman is part of, they slate judicial candidates. And for the most part, it's all backroom deals and favors for one person, and people who aren't even qualified are slated. And once you're slated, you got a real good chance of winning the election. Once you win the election, we're pretty much stuck with you as a judge. And I see these judges every day, and we're stuck with it, you know, incompetent judges, people who are not qualified because of a backroom deal. And then the judges, the judicial candidates, give the party anywhere between $30,000 and $40,000 so they can get slated. That's not what our judicial system.
I mean, what you're explaining is the nuts and bolts of what we know to be the political machine, or when they say the machine, quote unquote, the machine in Chicago. This is sort of the guts of it. If you're ever confused about what that means, this is a lot of what it has to do. Why? I mean, I understand why you want, but I mean, are you looking, you say you're not the new ward boss. Are you trying to change the party from within? I mean, is this a progressive move to say, you know what, out with the old kind of patronage and the way that the machine worked and in with a new kind of democratic politics in Cook County?
I mean, I couldn't set it any better. I mean, absolutely, that's what we're trying to do, and that's what I want to do as committeeman. And the thought is there's always upstarts from the progressive angle to try and change from outside of the mm-hmm. party and outside of the system. And that's fine, too. That has its place. But here we have this system already set up. And we have a system in which why not just run for it and take it over from the inside? We have an infrastructure. And the party is only going in a particular direction because of the committeemen, because of the people in the party. So why don't we change those people? And there is a move on the Northwest side. There's many candidates that won the last election that are a completely new direction. And I plan on forming an alliance with them and really changing.
Well, I mean, the Democratic machine is by no means dead. I mean, just because you beat Dick Mill, there's still a lot of people in it that want it to stay the same way. How do you see yourself, you know, as a new guy walking in the room in that back room being like, hey, guys, I'm Aaron Goldstein, and this is how we're going to do things. It's going to be hard to get footing.
No doubt. But, for example, in the 39th Ward, Robert Murphy, he won his election against one of the Lorino family. So we calculated somewhere between his ward and my ward about 80 years of machine rule in the ward. So he's... he's now won that committeeman race, and we see eye to eye on many things. So that's one level. Carlos Ramirez Rosa, who's in the 35th Ward, he just won his aldermanic race, and now he's become the committeeman, and he's moving the party and moving, you know, things in the city council in a progressive direction. So we do have these candidates. These are all neighboring wards that's sort of this progressive movement within the party. And yes, there's 80 committeemen, and we're three to begin with, but I plan on forming a lot of alliances so that we can move the party in a particular direction. But even within, just within the 33rd Ward, I have the ability, by appointing election judges, make sure we got those fair elections. Within my ward is the 6th Sub-Circuit, and I have the ability to have a much higher power in slating a judge in the 6th Sub-Circuit. So I want to work with all the people in the 33rd Ward so we can get someone that's representative of our community and qualified. So we can do things just within the 33rd Ward. And just the fact of me winning and defeating Mr. Mel just by itself, I think opens the floodgates. And I think people see, hey, I can do this now.
Now, a lot of this has to do with the changing demographics of the 33rd Ward, too. I mean, the demographics have changed. You're seeing different people in the 33rd. It's not sort of, I would say, ethnic white as it was, you know, or the way that Dick Mell had sort of, you know, held that space. Things have changed up in the 33rd. It's not the same ward that it was, say, 10, 15 years ago.
They have changed. I mean, the 33rd Ward is such a beautiful place. It's the most diverse ward in the entire city. I mean, we speak like several languages, several ethnicities, several people from all over the world. It really is a beautiful place. You go down Kedzie Avenue, and it's so great. You have a taquiera to a Middle Eastern restaurant to a sushi place. I mean, it all within a block. It really is wonderful. So, I mean, I guess the demographics are changing, but I wouldn't necessarily say that's the reason why there was a change.
How do you think you won this? How did Dick Mell lose to Aaron Goldstein?
I mean, I think there are a lot of things. I think the election, the last municipal election, really upset a lot of people, and they saw an election potentially stolen. And they saw that a committeeman had power to change that. And arguably, if you had a different committeeman, you might have had a different result. So that was a very important thing. And I think just change. And some of my biggest supporters within the ward were people that have lived there their entire life or much of their entire life. And they said, I'm sick of this. I want to change. Some people didn't even realize that Dick Mill was still the committeeman. So there was a lot of difference, but it wasn't necessarily just new people saying, oh, I want the new person, because a lot of the new people in the ward didn't even know who Dick Mell was. So we actually had to educate them on who he was and who I was and what my message was.
Well, I mean, for you, I mean, you're new to politics. You did run for state rep not too long ago, but you're somewhat new to politics, but you're not new to the machine because you were on the defense for Governor Rob Blagojevich. I mean, the second trial, the one that he ultimately went to, you know, to prison on, you were part of the defense team. Talk about, you know, your experience with the sort of Chicago machine and everything close up in the courtroom.
Yeah, I mean, it was a fascinating experience. Both those trials, it was quite fascinating, and I did learn firsthand. There were many things I learned. I mean, I learned about the dynamics of the family. I learned about how politics works every day. And I think one of the issues within the Blagojevich trial was it was seen as the crime of the century. And Patrick Fitzgerald said that Lincoln would be rolling over in his grave. And as we see things happen after, and if we look in retrospect to what happened before, this man was talking a lot and talking in a very profane way and talking in a very offensive way. But if you look at the totality and all of politics, you begin to wonder, like, is this the crime of the century? Why is this person gone after and other people not? So that really got me curious. But politics has always been in my blood, and I've always had an interest in policy and
why?
Actually changing.
Why? What brought you to the political table?
Oh, I mean, it starts as a young kid, influenced from my mother and father, who we always talk politics, and she influenced me to make a change and to actually care about people. And the question is, how do you make a change? And there's millions of ways to do it. And one way I always thought was advocacy, and that's either advocacy in the courtroom, advocacy within policy and politics and government. And I saw this as an opportunity to really change things. And you can sort of be disillusioned with the entire process and say, I'm done with it. And I sort of understand that. But the politics and government are still going to keep moving. And you can ignore it. You can run away from it and say it's the worst thing ever. And I'm not going to be a part of it. You are now absenting yourself from the process. And now we have one less decent human being to be part of that process. And over time, I really, saw that and wanted to be part of the process. And quite frankly, after going through the trial, I knew I could do it. I mean, I could be in politics. I could be in government. And I know I can be successful at it.
Aaron, Chicago is very unique when it comes to politics. You have so many, like you're now a committeeman. there are books and novels and historical documents and textbooks that are written about Chicago politics. I mean, there's so many different things that not only have to do with the city, but they influence the way this country works. What does it mean for you to be involved with that now? I mean, do you see it as, okay, I'm going to change the way it's done, or do you see it as the beginning of a career for you in something that's so rich in history, some of it good, some of it's bad, but the idea of are you essentially a lifer politician that's taken over in the city of Chicago?
I mean, for life, I'll be in politics and be involved in government and trying to make a change. As far as what my next steps are, it's very simple. I want to do a good job as a committeeman. Whatever happens in the future, it's gonna work itself out. If people want me to do something else, that may move me in that direction. But I really came into this job as trying to do a good job, fixing our elections, getting good judicial candidates and having them win, and really increasing the participation of voter turnout and just civic participation. You know, let's have meetings, once a month and talk about what's going on in the community. Let's increase the voter turnout. The last election, in my election, we had over 13,000 people in the 33rd Ward come out to vote. I had people, and I'm not saying it was my all the way at the end of the ballot race that got people out, but I had people actually come up to me and said, I am here just to vote for you. We had a presidential race, a state's attorney's race. We had all these other races, and this inspired people, and that's exciting. So I just want to be part of that movement, part of change, and inspire other people to really make a difference.
Well, all politics is local.
Yes.
The local committeeman for the 33rd Ward is Aaron Goldstein. Aaron, thanks so much for coming in, and good luck with the task of being the committeeman, the 33rd.
Thank you so much.